since we got our independent, things are okay with us, especially as the kids, we go to school. Like, we get many things like we used not to get, but since we got our independence, we are given special care. Like, they give us school, we go to schools, we go to church, we do everything, they give us our needs.
It is good for us, a new generation, Wumsin, to have Independence Day. We have our own independent country, which is very good to us as Southern Sudanese and fellow youth also, as like this, to be part of this Independence Day. For me, many things to be approved, to be improved. We need developmental to go on, project to go on, so that we see another developmentals next year also, not now.
I feel happy because it's the day that we have achieved our liberation and we've got our new South Sudan. And I always feel happy and excited when celebrating that day. We really need improvement in the governance of the government because a lot of citizens are suffering. Although we have got our independence, but we are still suffering.
There is room for hope for the change in the country as per the way the government is organizing for open, fair and free elections in the country. Also, I have seen that people are chanting for the planned independence of the country. And actually, it is a wish of all the people of South Sudan to be reborn once again and to see peace and to see development and to see growth of the economic activities across the country and to have other relations with neighboring countries and countries with similar economies.
Though it's not there in the plan of the government because of some other reasons, but I think individually you can celebrate in your virus capacities. Yes, and what is supposed to be done for independent, like, you know, it's now the 11th anniversary. Yes, and it's been long without people being celebrating it like official. Yeah, so I'm appealing to the government, at least for next year we should really celebrate it as a nation.
As a citizen, the most important thing is to be independent, so we attend it and we are very happy for it. We only need some few things to be improved, especially the level of life, the condition of life that we need to focus on, because the country cannot grow when the life situation is not okay. So I urge the citizens to work hard on securing food and the national security that can make us move freely and have enough food to eat.
It's a great day that people should always commemorate every year. Each and everyone should celebrate at least the independence that we get, and we should be proud of our country. We should work together with the government in whatever they may need, where they need help, where necessary. We should work together with them if they call for our assistance.
As a citizen, the most important thing is to be independent. So we attend it and we are very happy for it. We only need some few things to be improved, especially the level of life, the condition of life that we need to focus on, because the country cannot grow when the life situation is not okay. So I urge the citizens to work hard on securing food and the national security. That can make us move freely and have enough food to eat.
We want peace. This is the first thing we want to improve. Security all over the country, it has to improve, because right now we are facing a lot. A lot is happening, like last week, it has been happening a lot. All this, like, state, a lot has been happening. So all we want, like, the government to, like, we have to be free. We have to be in peace in villages, and we have to have free movement from town to villages. That's what we want. We don't want people to be in refugee again. We want all of them to come back. I wish all of them to come, even from camp, and maybe celebrate with us the day.
The independence of South Sudan has no meaning, because something that could be important is when we have obtained our independence and we develop ourselves, We develop education system, we develop health, we develop roads and villages, and we put a correct system of governance in the country. But hereafter, there is no law in South Sudan. Laws are there, yes, but not implemented. I call on South Sudan leaders to prioritize democracy, equality, prosperity, and respect for all, because there is no justice in South Sudan.